January 18th marks possibly the last major date in the U.S. we have to stop this war before it starts, to show our opposition. On January 27th, inspectors are supposed to report to the UN, and that could possibly be a trigger for U.S. war. We don't know, but we have to reflect on history. In the Gulf War, the U.S. launched a war the day after the trigger date they had set. So we want to do all that we can and bring as many people out on January 18th in D.C. and San Francisco. We're asking people to email all your friends. Organize a contingent from your workplace or your campus, and to try to bring out your family and do whatever you can to show that we oppose this racist war. It's a march against racism and war. You know, we want to oppose the racist scapegoating that's going on right now, these INS detentions and roundups. That's part of what we'll be speaking out against on January 18th. What option do we have? Are you going to do nothing while this war drive is carried out? If the war starts, we'll do all that we can to stop the war then. But right now, we can take action before it starts. And it's very historic. Hundreds of thousands will come out on January 18th. And the demonstrations in D.C., marchers will go to the naval shipyard. And civilian weapons, quote, inspectors, unquote, will demand to inspect the U.S. weapons of mass destruction, backed by this massive national march. And we want to expose that the U.S. has the real weapons of mass destruction, and that they don't have a right to be in the Middle East. Visit www.internationalanswer.org. There's over 140 organizing centers in the eastern U.S. and nearly 50 organizing centers in the western U.S. Dozens of buses are coming to this demonstration, and you can hook up with people who are taking a bus, carpooling, getting here any way they can. The demonstration is one block away from Amtrak and Greyhound stations in downtown San Francisco. We gather at 11 a.m. Volunteers are also urgently needed that day. You can sign in at 9 a.m. on January 18th.